The big one is Ben. The skinny one is Skin. And the topic is hoops. It's the Mavs postgame show, live from the old number 7 club inside the AAC after every Mavs home game on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
437, hey, tomorrow there will be a Fat Tuesday celebration. That's right, Mardi Gras is going on down in New Orleans. It is Fat Tuesday tomorrow. There will be Mardi Gras beads, prizes, a live twist combo of some kind. This is being billed as the biggest party in town, and it's taking place at Razoo's at LBJ and MacArthur Marketplace out there in Irving tomorrow, and we will be there with the presentation from 3 until 7. So join us at Razoo's and in Irving at MacArthur and LBJ at Marketplace out there tomorrow from 3 until 7. Time now to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
This is brought to you by Texas Tickets, 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets tonight at the AAC Lincoln Park.
Abraham Lincoln Park.
Right. What a huge, huge night this is going to be.
I believe Kevin Scott's going to be there.
Is that right?
Kevin Scott.
Yes.
Did you boys go to Kid Rock?
He did.
Like we were talking about? Oh, he did?
Yeah, Kevin went.
You didn't go?
Had to do Time Wasters rehearsal.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right, 214-696-8001. Texas Tickets is the place to get great seats for Lincoln Park at the AAC tonight. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's have you get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room. Let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality to ever sit out the Kid Rock show for the Time Wasters. Here is Cobra.
That's commitment, though.
True, Greg. True.
I commend you for it.
Did anybody watch the Saggers last night on TNT?
No.
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 No?
No.
You gonna watch the Oscars next week?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. The shock of the night was when Johnny Depp was named Best Lead Actor. Beating out Bill Murray. Beating out Sean Penn. Tim Robbins won Best Supporting Actor for Mystic River.
Johnny Depp won Best Actor.
They're dying. The Pirates of Penzance?
For the Pirates of the Caribbean.
For 21
you know
Jump
what?
Street?
They're dying to give that to him anyway.
You hadn't seen it, have you?
What?
Pirates.
No, have not.
It's great.
I hear it's good. I hear he's very good in it.
You know what it'd be like if he won this? It'd be like when Marissa Tomei won for My Cousin
Ass Jane. Pirate.
You know, like a tricked up funny movie.
It's kind of like Shakespeare in Love winning Best Picture.
Not even close. Worst analogy ever.
That was emphatic.
I like that movie.
Shakespeare in Love?
Absolutely. It was great.
One of the most overrated movies ever made.
It was funny.
No, it wasn't funny.
Yeah,
it was stupid. Okay.
In your opinion.
No.
Yeah, in your opinion, asshead.
Well,
it was funny.
No, it wasn't funny. It was stupid. And...
Well, fly away, little snake. Fly away.
Bye-bye. And it beat out Saving Private Ryan, one of the most influential, powerful movies ever made for Best Picture. Shakespeare in Love.
Probably deservedly so.
The frowest of all frow movies.
Not true.
Oh, my God. Matter of fact, when you rent the DVD, they give you a carton of briars or whatever it is.
Actually, they have both, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to get fatter? Here.
Yeah. Have some Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, why
have
not?
Some briars.
But anyway, Pirates of the Caribbean is a big mainstream Disney blockbuster. Shakespeare in Love was this little Miramax piece of crap.
Almost
you know?
An indie film.
Almost an indie film.
Did you like it?
No.
You didn't like Shakespeare in Love?
No.
Why not?
Well, it wasn't an indie film.
It
really.
Won Best Picture. No indie film wins Best Picture.
Well, no. I didn't like it.
Okay, good. I didn't either. We're on board with something. Did you see Pirates of the Caribbean?
No.
Why not?
Johnny Depp's in it.
So?
Well, we'll see you later, Indie Film Guy.
What's the matter?
You can't say that word.
You can't say the S word.
Well, why not?
Because we're uptight.
You sure are.
Grego's not.
Charlize Theron won for Best Female Actor, as she will for sure win next week.
No, they'll probably screw out of it.
Because she's
we'll winning all the awards, and they just can't have that.
There Corby, let's go to the Angelica sometime.
Call me. Email me. Do whatever you want.
What?
What? Oh, boy. I'm unbelievable.
Wait a minute. You can say that, but I can't say...
I said, fine. Call me. Email me. Whatever you want. Just get out. Leave me alone.
Okay.
Bye. Lord of the... Bye.
Love you.
Love you. Lord of the Rings won Best Ensemble Cast. And for television, Kiefer Sutherland for male actor. Frances Conroy from 6 Feet Under, female actor.
June.
What?
It begins in June.
Yeah, it does. Tony Shalhoub for Monk won Best Comedy Actor. Megan Mullally won Best Female Actress.
Oh, she's got big
female
fans.
Actor. Let's see. Yeah, that's about it for the SAGers. So congratulations to everybody who participated in the SAG Awards. Speaking of the Oscar Awards, they say that all their ads will be tasteful, meaning they won't have a farting horse on there.
Why not? Come on, let's work outside the box here.
They say that, quote, we want to show, we want the show to reflect not a stuffiness, but a dignity appropriate for... For film's highest honor. We want it to be a family affair that can be appreciated by the widest possible audience. So they're sucking up right now to families, making sure that they tune in.
Why are
just
they
in case, you know,
gearing
Murray...
it just to white people?
Huh?
Well, why are they gearing it just to the whites?
Why do you say that?
You said it's, they want it to be the widest possible audience?
The wide, as in wide, with a D as in dog.
So they're not going to show any actresses in revealing outfits, as sometimes happen at these things?
Well, they may.
By the way, speaking of that...
Go ahead.
Last week, through some odd quirk of fate, Good Morning America wound up on in my house. And I'm wondering if you saw this, because it sometimes does in yours.
Right.
Ashley Judd was on there.
Uh-huh. I didn't see it. I saw her on Letterman the other night, or Leno or something. Letterman.
She was wearing a dress that she was just about hanging out of.
Did she have a cast on her leg?
I don't know. I don't know if she had a cast on her leg or not, but she was about hanging out of this dress.
And your problem is?
Well, I mean, I didn't have a problem. That's just kind of odd for mainstream television.
Are her boobs big enough to be hanging out?
Oh, yeah.
She's got good boobies.
Really? Does she?
They're decent. Hot, hot, hot.
Boy, well, yeah, I know that. This new movie.
Boobies.
She has a new movie coming out that they've uglied her up in, too.
It was just very surprising to
see them. That's going to become very chic.
Mm-hmm.
To see them let an outfit like that. I mean, it was very borderline.
Really?
Yeah.
On a morning show.
Yeah. It was just very surprising to see that.
Interesting.
The Musers.
ABC is charging $1.5 million for 30-second ads for the Oscars. The Super Bowl charged $2.5 million.
Cha-ching!
Or $2.3 million for half-minute spots. They say that there will be no Levitra or Viagra ads. There will be no pharmaceutical ads whatsoever during the show, whatever that means. There will be no mention of feminine hygiene products.
Like
so
what?
Fresh Pie will not be a big player, I guess. No mention of the word Oscar in any of the ads.
Oscars.
No use of an Oscar nominee or presenter in any ad. No ads that mention or use clips from nominated films. No mixed messages, which means that the Academy accepts ads from only one car company, Cadillac, so no other advertiser can show any other car in their commercials.
Wow.
That's pretty strict.
Yeah, that's pretty rigid guidelines.
They say the only thing that an actor or performer has ever gotten their wish on during the Oscars is Paul McCartney, because he's a vegetarian, and he didn't want any hamburger ads on during his musical performance, or right after it or right before it.
So no hamburger?
Yes.
Leaves big dick out.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
I do.
$5 million, so the Adam Sandler film has now grossed $72 million. And you know, that probably cost $80 to make. Seriously.
No, it costs at least $25 million, because that's what he gets.
I'm wondering why he calls her that. I don't know.
Some of the new films that were out, it was a horrible week for new films, as three of them came out. Welcome to Mooseport, which is the Ray Romano film.
Weren't you saying you were interested in that?
I'm kind of interested in that. It looks like that might be funny.
Welcome to Mooseport?
Yeah.
I love Everybody Loves Raymond.
It's a pretty funny, you know what the premise is, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ex-president moves to a small town,
yeah.
And they get him to run for mayor.
Exactly.
Against the plumber, who's Ray Romano.
Seems kind of funny.
Yeah.
Plus it's Gene Hackman.
I know. Euro Trip only made $6.6 million. It's the road trip, people. And Against the Ropes, the new Meg Ryan movie.
Who saw that?
Well, no one. It made $3 million. She looks hot, and it got actually good reviews.
God, she does look hot, man.
Or decent reviews. $3 million.
Doesn't she do some sort of pretty lurid sex scene?
You're thinking of a smaller film that she did this year.
What kind of smaller film?
Porn?
I can't remember the name of it. But yeah,
it was an indie film.
We talked about it in entertainment news, didn't we?
Yeah,
about the graphic sex scenes.
Yeah, it was really hardcore.
Yeah.
Was it The Cooler?
Oh, you're talking about The Cutting Room?
The Cutting Room, yes.
Sure.
The Cooler was with William H. Macy. Yeah.
Right, right.
Did you see it?
How did you remember that?
Was it good? The Cutting Room or The Cooler? The Cutting Room.
Well, yeah, I saw The Cutting Room.
How was it?
It was okay. How about seeing that naked body of Meg Ryan? I bet you liked that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. It was okay.
You like sex scenes?
Sometimes.
You get aroused?
Sometimes.
You like sex scenes with women or men best?
Well, I don't think that's anybody's business.
All right, we're getting nothing out of you.
I think we have our answer on that.
Well, we got to go.
Yeah, we do.
Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman are getting a divorce.
Well, he's tired of it.
They've been split up for, 6 months now?
Yeah, but he says that we will get a divorce. The story of us breaking up over infidelity has been an annoying one. If our problems were that simple, we'd still be together. That simple. So infidelity is that simple? God,
Mike,
I wish it was. I wish it was very simple.
The hell?
Yeah, your stories of infidelity.
Right. You said it's very simple. Earlier.
I never said any such thing.
Yeah, you did.
I don't have any stories like that.
Mike, you know who Les Gray is?
No.
He is the lead singer of Mud.
Mud.
The
quote. Hey, holes, here's some mud.
70s chart-topping band Mud.
Never heard of them.
Let's see. They had hits such as Tiger Feet.
Never heard that.
Followed up with Oh Boy. This is 74 and 75. Their last album was Let's Have a Party, released in the 90s. Well, Les Gray died at 57.
That's
too bad.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. We missed.
So are we going to have Mud A to Z on KZPS?
Might have it here.
And Bobby Vinton collapsed on stage.
Oh,
you do know
who
Bobby Vinton is.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, he collapsed in Pennsylvania.
He's in The Sopranos.
We got to go?
That's what they're telling us.
Bobby Vinton wasn't in there, was it? Wasn't that Frankie Valli?
We got to go.
No, Bobby Vinton was in there, too.
Wasn't he in there, too?
I think.
I don't remember.
All right, coming up next.
Take care, Snake.
We look back on ticket stock. We have a little bit left over from that. And I believe we're going to listen to a little Time Wasters audio as well. We'll get to that next here on The Ticket.